Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. 855-839-1210. You'll get a line. Our buddy Robert over in Old City, great catchphrase. It ain't over till it's over. Well, or until the fat lady sings. I don't think you can say that anymore, so it ain't over till it's over. Stop with the fat lady singing. Okay, catchphrase. In honor of Joe Biden's just urban core filled with them. At the end of your call, hit us with that. The winner goes to Captain Chucky's for $50 gift certificate. All right, let's go to the head of FOP in Philadelphia area, Lodge 5. John McNesby, does this guy ever rest? He's always in the news. Now he seems to have a thing about great cheeses. Maybe he'll do a cheese report here. Let's go to John on Talk Radio 1210. John, I didn't know you were a connoisseur of cheeses.
Well, I'm not, and I never will be. I sure as hell ain't going to get it from the Bruno brothers. But, we didn't ask for anything. They turned around and they offered, and then they turned around and take it away. And now apologize, and then they're pandering to these thugs that are out there. These aren't the normal protesters that are walking around. These are the looters, the thugs, the people that are wreaking havoc on our community. And now we're going to put them up on a pedestal and throw the cops under the bus. Well, guess what? We're sick of it. We're going to boycott them. We're going to make sure everybody knows. You know, weeks down the line, if you think I'm going to forget, I'm not. We're going to assemble that rat. As soon as I can find one of them, we're going to put it right outside. We're going to make sure that they realize that our people are out there doing what they're supposed to do. They're working 20-hour days. It's hot. We didn't ask for a damn thing. We're feeding them. The FOP is feeding them. The community is feeding them. The people that want the police are feeding them. So we're going to take care of our cops. We're going to make sure we send a message loud and clear to those that don't support the police, and we're going to move forward.
John, it is unparalleled. It's one thing if they were tepid on the police and something happened, but to offer something simple, and the definition seems to be offering a free lunch to the cops is insensitive and supporting brutality. It's amazing. It can't stand. You're right.
You're absolutely hit it on the head. I mean, listen, what those knuckleheads did across country was uncalled for. Unfortunately, somebody lost their life. We get it. It puts a dark cloud over all of law enforcement, and we don't appreciate it, nor do we deserve it here in Philadelphia. We have a police department that serves with honor, integrity, service, and respect. And it seems to me that every day this goes on, we're getting less and less respect from those those that are in the city administration, those everywhere. That, you know, whatever crowd they're in front of, they play to that crowd. So it's a shame. But you know, again, we're not going to give up. We're going to be out there doing the job, and we're not going to forget those who did not support us.
Absolutely. So, John, yesterday, just this one guy that I know was involved in two incidents. He's a captain. You know him. I don't want to say his name on the air. He doesn't want that.
Yeah.
And the guy is just a smart guy. He's got all kinds of degrees. He's brilliant, but he's right there in the center of the action. He believes in community policing, doing it the right way. But when bad guys are there threatening people, he takes care of business. That's the image of the average cop in Philadelphia. That's what it's about. And John, I wanted to underline that too. Not that degrees or anything else mean the world, but to the education level that's gone up. I mean, this stereotype of cops, McGrody, you, the other guy I was talking about, you know, that I know, this has changed. It's not back 30 years ago at all.
No, not at all. It's revolving. It's moving forward. Every day is a different challenge, but you're right. It is changing, as it has to. Times change. Everything changes. But to the basic fundamentality of policing is the same throughout the country. It's not hard, and sometimes it's not pretty. And sometimes you have to protect property. You have to protect lives. You have to protect the community. And sometimes force is needed, but reasonable force. And these people that are out there today are just a bunch of little thugs. From not even, they look like they're all from the suburbs, and they're out there. They're just doing things and looting and doing. It's a recipe for disaster all the way around.
Absolutely. Now, John, the new movement, the new catchphrase, of course, is defund the police, as if the police budget is outrageous or something. What's the starting salary for a Philadelphia police officer today?
It's not bad. It's about $58,000, and then by the time you're out, you slowly get up. And plus medical and all combined, it's not bad. But that being said, I mean, we're not attracting people anymore. The people just don't want to become police officers. So that's another thing we have to figure out. And defunding the police is not the answer. I mean, you can't put a price or a monetary number on public safety. If you don't spend the money and keep the city safe, people, it won't attract business. It won't attract people. It won't attract, new beginnings. It's just none of that will happen. And we already see what our homicide rate is, and we already know our shootings. They're not stopping. I don't care if you have a virus. I don't care if you have all these protests. The people are still getting killed every day. We still have to go out there. Could you imagine that, you know, just to fund the police department? Boy, that would be a bright idea.
John, one of the other things, too, and I take particular, I don't even know why, I get emotional over this. The idea that part of the magic formula, make cops have to live inside the city. Again, the reason I always resent it is that if the city's attractive, if the policies are attractive, A, and B, we want to attract the very best people to be cops. And the more limiting factors you put in like this, the harder it is to get a wide number of people to choose from.
Yeah, I don't, these are people that they don't have anything else to say. So they just have to throw something out there, and living in the city that become part of the community. Well, we're out there as part of the community 8 hours a day. I mean, you know, the reason being that we move outside the city is police officers have rights too. I mean, I understand that we're still playing the city wage tax for doing what we need to do. But if they want to live outside the city, I mean, it's apparent they can't get the school issue right here. And that's a big issue. There's not enough for officers with special needs kids there's no programs for them inside the city of Philadelphia. There's different things that affect an officer's family, and we are human also, so they don't seem to remember that.
John, are you putting out a call for supplies yet, or do you feel pretty good? I know when it gets hotter, that's when the issue comes up.
Right. We're going to, whatever they can, whatever anybody wants to bring, we will take, and we will take it with open arms. 11630 Caroline Road inside Northeast Philadelphia off Comley Road, Comley and Academy, right behind Pepsi. We'll take whatever you have, water, Gatorade, that's key, gum, anything that we can give the officers on the street. Tomorrow is going to be a big day, I believe. We have everybody in the city working, and it's going to be a long day.
Absolutely, John. I hope people will respond as they always do in this. Thank you, John. Thanks very much.
I appreciate it, man. See you.
Thank you, as always.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.